USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States is joining a new Indo-Pacific Security Alliance with Britain and Australia. The alliance will expand the sharing of information on issues like artificial intelligence and defense capabilities. The president speaking about the alliance.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats.
The creation of the new security alliance comes as the U.S.-China relationship becomes more tense. Top Olympic gymnasts are demanding accountability from the FBI in the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. Many athletes blaming the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar, who was a USA Gymnastics team doctor. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
President Biden is promoting his new vaccine mandate. Biden meeting with a group of business leaders at the White House and saying vaccine requirements work. He insisted it will help beat the pandemic while aiding the ongoing economic recovery. The Biden plan requires companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations. Some Republican-led governors have vowed to challenge any vaccine mandates in court. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives his recall election.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rebecca Clayfish is among the Republican hopefuls running to replace Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers in 2022. And one of the issues heading into the election is crime and police attitudes. Clayfish telling Fox Business she stands firmly on the side of law enforcement.
We need more police on the streets, but then on top of that, we need to make sure that we are enforcing the laws already on the books so that good people are not hurt, bad people are not held unaccountable, and we also need to have stiffer penalties for rioters.
In the last 24 hours, North Korea fired two ballistic missiles off its east coast. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the missile launches don't pose a threat to the United States at the moment.
I would note that in Indo-PACOM's statement, they said they, of course, are aware of the missile launch, as are we. They've also stated that they have assessed that this event does not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel or territory or to our allies. The missile launch highlights the destabilizing impact of the DPRK's illicit weapons program.
It's the first launch North Korea has conducted with such missiles in 6 months. The U.S. Soccer Federation announcing the U.S. men and women's national soccer teams will be offered the same contract proposals. The federation releasing a statement saying the best path forward is one pay structure for both teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.